Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Students and graduates will be affected by a bill tightening rules around student loan borrowers who travel overseas and the introduction of a lower threshold for loan repayments. The bill is the Student Loan Scheme Amendment No. 2 and is before the Finance and Expenditure Committee, and the New Zealand University Students Association President Pete Hodkinson said the repayment rule changes would make things harder for students.
The real cost to young and not young New Zealanders burdened with debt and demanding repayment rates will be felt significantly, especially when juxtaposed with the freezing of the repayment threshold. For example, we know that for a student earning around $40,000 a year, that repayment comes to around an extra $400 a year, which might not sound like a lot, but for someone trying to start a family, own their first home, get themselves financially established, it's often money that they simply don't have. If a graduate is earning something in the region of $70,000 a year per annum, the increase in repayment rate will mean around $60 per week taken out of disposable income. In an environment where we want people to be spending and contributing to New Zealand's economy, that just doesn't seem to wash.
Pete Hodkinson said New Zealand's scheme didn't stack up against overseas examples.
The scheme is out of sync with international good practice and moving further in that direction. Internationally, the problem of student debt, most prominently in the UK, is being addressed with repayment thresholds around the average wage, not well below the minimum wage. And after 30 years of repayment in the UK, the remaining debt is written off, which is partly to address the disproportionate anxiety created amongst students and graduates, but also as a necessary economic stimulus measure.
The Students Association president also complained about the tighter controls on overseas borrowers.
The Ministry of Education costing of the reduction of the overseas repayment holiday from 3 years to 1 year was $16 million, and the fact that it has proceeded regardless is of significant concern in and of itself. However, there is also real concern in that the changes proposed in the legislation will cause further anxiety and lack of commitment to New Zealand, including by borrowers based overseas, and that should be taken into account.
And Pete Hodkinson made some recommendations.
The Select Committee should acknowledge the true cost of the student loan scheme, undertake a review of the loan scheme in terms of its contribution to the goals of more social inclusion and greater social mobility, and finally consider as a matter of urgency a shift away from starting payments so low and imposing so high a uniform rate of repayment as compared with international practice.
New Zealand University Students Association President Pete Hodkinson making a submission on the Student Loan Scheme Amendment Bill No. 2, which is due to be reported back from the Finance and Expenditure Committee by February 11. And elsewhere, presenting her members' bill, which would redefine marriage to allow same-sex marriages, Labour's Louisa Wall said a law change was overdue.
So we're 26 years post-homosexual law reform, but in fact I think one of the motivating factors for the opponents against this bill is the fact that they still haven't acknowledged or appreciate that homosexual New Zealanders have the same rights and privileges as non-homosexual New Zealanders.
Ms Wall said it was a question of equal citizenship rights.
And that's really the question that I want to leave the committee with. Are there different types of citizenship? Or do we believe in New Zealand that everybody is born free and equal under the law, that everybody's citizenship is equal, and therefore as a state should we be discriminating against a New Zealander by fact of their sexual self-determination?
Louisa Wall presenting her Definition of Marriage Amendment Bill to the Government Administration Committee, which is due to report it back by the end of February. And another member's bill came from National's Todd McClay. He wants gang patches to be banned in government buildings.
This bill is drafted to reduce intimidation, offer greater protection to victims and law-abiding citizens. And it's to focus on the harm and significant misery that gangs cause throughout all communities and all parts of New Zealand.
And Mr. McClay had support from the Police Association President Greg O'Connor, who agreed it had cracked down on gang intimidation in public areas.
Places like WINS offices, places like probation offices, where often gang members strutting in, strutting their stuff with their patches on, are able to have an influence, and the influence is not over necessarily those on the other side of the counter. It's those who are also gathered there to do their business. And that's, again, part of that whole sphere of intimidation.
Police Association President Greg O'Connor. Speaking in support of the Prohibition of Gang Insignia in Government Premises Bill, a member's bill in the name of Todd McClay. That bill is also due to be reported back by the end of February. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.